Good evening and welcome to the Thursday Night Special, where we have guests from Johnson County Mental Health Center to present information about Mental Illness Awareness Week. I now introduce you to our host for this evening, Renee Van Meter.
We are so grateful for this time. I love hosting here with my comrades and just really appreciate this time to get out some really special messages. I'm excited to have in studio here tonight with me our Executive Director at the Mental Health Center, Tim Deweese, another guest and a phenomenal musician, Una Wackenhorst. I'm so excited to just do some question and answer with them, do some live music, and also have a little bit of a special guest, Bob Wackenhorst as well. Her father will join her for some music in the second half of our program, so stay tuned for that. So here's why we're here, guys. Today in Johnson County, Kansas, the Board of County Commissioners proclaimed October 7th through October 13th, 2018, as Mental Illness Awareness Week. Since 1990, when Congress officially established the first full week of October as Mental Illness Awareness Week, advocates have worked together so very hard to sponsor activities, large or small, to educate the public about mental illness. Each year, millions of Americans face the reality of living with a mental health condition. However, mental illness affects everyone directly or indirectly through family, friends, and coworkers. Despite mental illness's reach and prevalence, stigma and misunderstanding are also unfortunately widespread. That's why this year's theme is Cure Stigma. So, Tim, I'm going to turn to you first and ask, why so much stigma and hesitation when it comes to getting help?
Well, the first thing I would say is that stigma is toxic, and it creates an environment of shame, fear, and silence that oftentimes prevents people from even seeking help in the first place. I think that we could see or view it simply as a virus. Fortunately, that virus is 100% curable, with the antidote being compassion, empathy, and understanding. And each one of us, every day, not just on Mental Illness Awareness Week, can be that antidote and be that voice. And that's why I was really excited when I asked Una to join us and share her music and share her voice to get that message out.
I second that, and I just want to say another welcome to Una here, and so grateful to have you. I would love to ask you really quickly to share with us a little bit about your personal experience, specifically as it relates to stigma, and then introduce us to the song that you'll play for us.
Yeah, I'll be playing several songs today that kind of deal with my own mental health journey and my own battle with the stigma behind mental illness. And this first song is kind of about how mental illness can make you feel really alone, like everyone has it together except for me. When you don't talk about it, you know, when you're feeling really alone, that makes you not talk about it. That just furthers the stigma of thinking that everyone has it together except for yourself. I know personally I would have really negative, anxious thoughts and always thinking about like worst case scenarios of everything. And then when I finally got help, which is always really hard, but I finally started going to therapy and got, you know, techniques that would always remind me that, you know, those thoughts will still happen, but you can realize and be in the moment that this will pass, that it will go by. And so that's kind of what this first song is about, is when I was kind of in one of those lower places and not talking to anyone about what I was going through because I felt like damaged and ashamed of it because of the stigma around it. So this first one's called Dreamcatcher.
Bring me a rabbit's foot, a golden pin, 'cause I've been counting these even numbers, but they won't wash away my sin. Oh, bring me to your witch doctor and never met in my soul. 'Cause all this digging and searching ain't helping me none. Now I'm just stuck in this hole. Oh, and all my luck is wearing out, and I've got no place to go. All my life, all I ever wanted was somewhere or someone to call home. Oh, oh, I, oh, I, oh, 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 I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, 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 oh. Oh, now I'm cautious to the cracks in the concrete. I hold my breath at every state line. All my lucky bracelets, they broke. Now they're inked in my skin, so I'll feel lucky all the time. In my darkest hour, I won't wish for death for fear that it may come true. 'Cause no matter how much I hate myself, I'll never hate me as much as I hate you. Oh, so I ain't got no God to pray to, and no one to solve this for me. No confession booth, no sacred spirits, no bottle genie. Just can't see.
Wow. Thank you, Una, so very much. I'm simply moved just here in the studio watching her play live. Really awesome. And the one, so I was just struck really quickly, if I could,
yeah,
that line of, I'm just, right, the looking for someone or some place to call,
yeah,
home. And I think when I talked or mentioned a little earlier about, right, this impacts everyone.
Absolutely.
That mental illness can be the loneliest place in a crowded room.
It really can, yeah.
Having so many people or so many places around you, but just not knowing, mm-hmm, where to call home
and
or
not,
where to be comfortable.
Right. And not, you know, not feeling connected to anything.
Yeah.
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 I think the thing that amazed me and something that Una said was about how you just learn the techniques to know that no matter how bad it gets, that this will pass. And I think,
right,
that even with major mental illnesses like schizophrenia, we often have to tell people that when we talk about recovery, we're not talking about doing away or an absence of the schizophrenia. But what happens is that the symptoms become less impactful in your life, and you learn how to deal with those symptoms.
And how to navigate around them.
And how to,
yeah,
navigate around, right, them, exactly. Right. And I think that's the big piece and the big takeaway that I'd want people to know.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think that is so impactful in the cure stigma, in a space that we're in right now, in that, right, that serious mental illness is pervasive, okay, in the way that it touches folks all around those individuals. And so I hope that this message is one that allows us to say we all need to be educated about it, not just those struggling right. or suffering, but that I too play a part. I am impacted. And I would just love to know from Tim, you know, what does that look like in our community?
Well, I think that what we know is that by statistics, anywhere between 20%, roughly around 20% of the general population will suffer from a mental illness. So what if you extrapolate that into Johnson County alone, which is roughly 600,000 people, that's 116,000 people that will be impacted by mental health conditions. We look at Kansas in particular. It's 1 in 6 adults and a staggering 1 in 13 young people who will struggle with mental health conditions. So it's in our community. It's just not talked about. And tonight is a perfect opportunity for us to begin to talk about it and use Una's voice to send that message out.
I mean, what a better segue, right? I'm going to throw it right back to Una and say, share something else if you feel so led about your experience, and then please, another song for us.
Absolutely. So, you know, going back to stigma, and kind of like we were talking about before, the stigma behind mental illness can make it, you know, you just feel all of these feelings of shame and otherness, and that you're damaged. And I think that, you know, along with the mental illness being, you know, kind of isolating in itself, that stigma just can make you isolate yourself even more. And it can be really dangerous. Personally, I, you know, when I was dealing with depression and anxiety, when it was really at its worst, and I had gone through some trauma, and so, you know, feeling like I was, you know, this other in a community, I started just, you know, not going out and staying in my house. And when you start isolating yourself, I actually developed agoraphobia, where it becomes scary to leave the house. You know, it starts out as like a habit, and then it gets really hard, and then that was a whole other thing to overcome. So that was another thing that when I started going to therapy, that really helped me fight that agoraphobia that I otherwise would probably be stuck in today. So this song is one that I wrote when I was kind of trapped in my house going through that. It's called Design. Safe to come out from this long, long hide. Where is one supposed to go when you're trapped inside yourself, doomed to deconstruct, but you don't want to hurt nobody else. So you keep your mind locked away where they will never find it, lest they go looking for the monster that designed it. Such a virtue. How is one
It's supposed to heal, and everyone seems to be out to hurt you. How is one supposed to deal with the weight of the cosmos upon them? Don't that big black mystery just come right on back to haunt them? So you know this empty space will make you lose your mind, and you'll fall all apart. Just like you are designed. Ooh, 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 ooh,
again. We're two songs into this, and I'm beginning to feel that, you know, thanks for letting me speak after every song where I, you know, my words, I'm still taking all of this in. And I think something that's moved me in this space and in your sharing, Una, is that, right, first of all, thank you, right? Just the vulnerability, the courageousness.
Oh, absolutely.
I sure appreciate it, and it does a heck of a lot to cure stigma. So thank you again. I'll probably say that a lot. But you really just spoke about and then sang about how your mind and yourself does enough to ostracize and to compartmentalize.
Absolutely.
And to lock yourself in.
That stigma becomes internalized, for sure.
And I think the tough part is now stepping away from that and recognizing that, right, the public and our media, we really do reinforce these stereotypes, right? So we depict mental health and people with mental illness as dangerous, unpredictable, responsible for this disease, or really just flat out incompetent. And that stuff really reinforces the stigma that we are really trying to cure right now. And I do feel that those impacts are devastating, quite honestly. So we've got what you're sharing, Una, is that, right, you've already, it's already happening up here in your head. You start thinking like that. Then we've got, you know, the reinforcement in our public and in our media, and man.
Right. They just build on each other.
And you just, mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you believe it? Why wouldn't you believe all those things?
Yeah.
I think that's where we see the difficulty of people seeking treatment. And Una even shared that at the onset, was that, you know, you begin to isolate yourself, and then you don't necessarily know how or when to ask for help. And I think that is another message that I think is really important for us to get out, is that there are people that care about you, and there are people out there that want to help you. And so whether you're a young person struggling, you know, you can pick up the phone. Most young people nowadays don't want to pick up the phone, but there's definitely the ability to text and let someone know that you're having a difficult time. I think, Renee, that was one of the reasons that I asked you to join us, is that one of the things, as a director of the Mental Health Center, for years, the mental health system itself has not necessarily been very welcoming, in that, you know, someone got the courage to come and ask for help, and we said, well, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Right.
And so that's what I've been amazed with Renee's team, is we hired her and said, we want to develop an open access system where people can come in and get help the same day. 6,000 people last year walked through our doors and were seen by Renee and her group. And that is, for me, that is the piece that allows people whatever piece of courage they get when they need it. We need to kind of strike when the iron's hot, so to speak, and be able to get people in and get serviced. So
that's
I think,
that's fantastic.
It's just something that we have to be able to do, is meet people where they are at that moment and provide them the help when they need the help. Not 2 weeks later, not 3 weeks later, not 6 weeks, 8 weeks, months, whatever it might be.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And again, I mean, thanks for the invitation and thanks for the job. Right? That is awesome as well.
It's always good to have
Thank
a job.
You. And you know what? I love what I do so darn very much. And you know what? I don't do it perfect every day. We don't do it perfect every day, but I'm telling you, we'll be there. We'll be there. Right, for anyone who wants to come in and have a conversation. It might not be the perfect conversation. We might stumble around a little bit, but by golly, we're there for that conversation and really do want to welcome those folks.
Yeah. You know, what research will tell us is that roughly about 60% of people that struggle with mental health conditions will never seek treatment. And what we know is that in most cases, you can begin to see the signs at the age of roughly 13 to 14 years old. So, you know, there's actually a lot of hope, and we'll talk a little bit about that in the second half, but really it's about getting the message out there that there's help out there, and we just need to reach out and grab it.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually did a quick little dialogue and training earlier this week on understanding depression, and in my research and prep for that, I found something, and we look at numbers of suicide and some of these staggering numbers, and the one that I hadn't ever intersected with before was the number of years between presence of symptoms, onset of symptoms, and engagement in treatment. And it was 8 to 10 years.
Wow.
And so, again, I'm going to throw back Una's way, because her words are just so darn powerful. But just the ability, if you would, right, speak to maybe your quest in seeking that treatment or getting there, and then share a song with us.
Sure. So, like I was saying before, getting help and making the decision to, you know, start that path to recovery is really hard. A, just to admit it to yourself. I mean, there's so many things that go along with it. And just to take time out of your day to address this, to take care of yourself. I think that can be such a big thing. I know for so long that was one of the reasons that I didn't get help, is because, you know, our lives are so hectic and so crazy. It's like, well, there's no time for me to go do that anyway. So, but you have to make time. It's so important.
We do that with our physical health care as well.
Right.
You know,
so it's no
different. It's like, well, I'm not going to go see the doctor, and it's no different than mental health care. And that's the key. It's health care.
Exactly. And everyone's path is different, you know? So for me, a few years ago, I didn't have any treatment and wasn't going to see anyone, wasn't taking anything for my depression or my anxiety. And I decided, okay, I'm going to do all of the things that any of the doctors or any of my friends have ever said that I should do to, like, combat depression without getting help. So I started exercising all the time, and I started eating right and doing all of the right things. And it helped a lot. But I was still depressed and I was still anxious. And so then I finally decided, okay, I'm at a point where I have good insurance. I'm going to go talk to a therapist. And that, again, was a huge step and helped so much. And I for so long was really just, I did not want to be medicated. That I was just that's not going to happen. I really, and for some people, therapy is enough, and that's fantastic. But this year, I finally admitted to myself that on my journey, as someone who has, you know, a chemical imbalance, I do need medication, and that's okay. And so it's different for everyone, but the important thing is to start that recovery process so that you can go down this road and you can see what your options are and you can see what works for you, and that it gets better. You know, it can be so daunting to get help, but once you start the process, it does get better. So this song I wrote It's called Harmony Street, and this is kind of when I felt like I had tried everything, and I just felt hopeless that, you know, that this is just the way it's going to be, and I didn't feel like I was seeing the, you know, the beauty in life anymore. And one of the lines in this song that really kind of connected the most with me is trying is all I've got. And I think that, you know, if everything is out the window, even if life is at its worst, you can keep trying. It's going to be really hard, but even if that's all you have, you keep trying and keep going because it does get better. So that's what this song is about.
It's getting hard to see the future when I'm always looking down at all these cracks, all these roots to trip on. Oh, I keep my eyes on the ground. I let fear possess me and take me over. Oh, they say this way I'll never thrive. Oh, but it's these bad habits, it's these doubts consuming. They're all that's keeping me alive. So you might pass me by, or I might just walk away, but this was nobody's game to win. And it's not you or me, no, it's nobody's fault. It's just the shape I'm in. Like my favorite dress, the one that I never wear, just in case it rips. Oh, the thing you always want, it never tastes quite as good as when it's not quite to your. Try to be better than what I have been before. Oh, but it's so hard to truly tell if it's even worth it and fail, but I am trying still, even if it's all for naught. 'Cause in the very end, oh my sweetest friend, trying is
Thank you, Una. You know, I had the opportunity to hear Una and her father sing, and she sung a couple songs and shared. It was the first time that I heard you share a little bit about your story, and it really created, it really actually moved me personally to see this young person, in my mind, wise beyond their years. At the Mental Health Center, as a director, I talk a lot about approaching the work that we do from a strengths perspective, and that we want to help people build resilience and those kinds of things. And so to hear Una talk about medication works for some and not others, and that they have to find their own path, it's like she's been in these meetings of mine for the past 10 years. My staff, I'm sure, get tired of hearing it, but to be able to see someone share that and then share that through their music, it really means a lot. So thank you for being here again.
Thank you for letting me do this. I think, you know, a while ago at the recovery conference, that was kind of the first time that I had really talked about my journey, you know, to other people and in a very public setting. And it's powerful for me too. It's healing to talk about your journey.
I think that's a perfect segue. You know, the fact is that the perception of mental illness and mental health conditions aren't going to change,
right,
unless we do something. And mm-hmm. so this is like an action step.
Yeah.
We're taking action tonight. And you know, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate your dad, Bob, being here. And yeah. and Renee, you know, thank you, LaDonna, for providing us this forum through KKFI to send the message. And Una brought it up, so I'd asked her, after hearing that at the Gospel Lounge at Knuckleheads, I think is where it was, I asked her to perform at our recovery conference, which I think she will be a reoccurring well, she was a hit, one.
Yes.
So I believe if she's willing, she'll be invited back on a regular basis. But when you were there at the recovery conference, I think that one of the songs that for me really spoke to me was the song Outside the High, I think is the name. And so
yeah.
when you and I talked about coming and doing this, that's one of the songs that I asked if you would sing tonight. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about that specific song and sing that for us.
Absolutely. So this one's a little bit different, but along with just the otherness that mental illness can bring, I've always felt kind of different and been like the weird kid. And then as an adult, when I started living kind of a non-traditional life and playing music and going out on the road, I started realizing that people were reacting, not everyone, but several people, a lot of people were reacting kind of negatively to that it was crazy of me to live a life that was different than the ones they were used to. And then I started traveling and seeing all of these different people all around the country living all of these different lives, and coming from different backgrounds, and it just really kind of struck me that why are we so insistent that everyone has to fit in this one little box, that all of our minds have to work the same way, and everything, you know, everything has to be the same. But we our brains don't all work the same way, and we go through different things in life. So I think the most important thing is just taking care of each other and being understanding that we're all going to be different, and accepting that as long as people aren't hurting someone or hurting themselves, that difference is okay. And that I think that is a big part of fighting stigma, is just accepting that everything's different and everybody goes through different things and everybody's mind works differently, and some people have mental illness, and that's just how it goes. But one of the lines in this song is about seeing through a different set of eyes, and I think that's what is really important, that if you're not dealing with mental illness, if you can step back, or just for any reason, just step back instead of judging someone first and think about what it would be like in their shoes. I think if we all did that on a daily basis, it would be a lot nicer world to live in.
Wisdom beyond her
years. So this one is called Outside the High, like Tim said. All right, that's tuned enough, I think. I feel like I'm taking up all the time.
That's cool.
All right.
Cause everyone I meet wants a part of me, wants a part of me. But my pieces don't just disconnect, and I haven't found my purpose yet. This freedom grows stronger and the drives are getting longer, but I don't mind. Oh no, I don't mind. How could I mind? Cause you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and me, I just never learned to give up. And it's just like you always say, I'm gonna have to give up someday. Lord knows there's only one way to stay alive. We have to surrender if we want to survive. And no one is real outside of the high. Now I can't even sleep through the night. It just doesn't feel right to stay inside for so long, for so long. So you trap me in this pretty box, but I will lose my mind and break the locks. I'm no worse and no better. All the demons that fetter our hearts, they are the same. They are the same. Our ropes just reach different lengths, and my weaknesses, they are your strengths. And if you can scream to the stars that I was wrong, but we will bring our ultimate demise if we don't learn to see through a different set of eyes and feel a mother's pain when her child dies. Dam these rivers instead of just watching them run to our sisters when we hear their cries, and dare to forgive those we're meant to despise.
Wow. Thank you, Una, so very much. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. And over that break, we are going to actually listen to a song. I believe that features you and your father, correct?
Yes, this is off our new album.
Awesome. So we're going to take a quick break, listen to that song, and we when we come back, your dad's actually here in the studio.
Yeah.
We're going to invite him on to say a couple words and sing a couple songs.
Yeah.
All righty. Welcome back. And just as a reminder, we are here. We've got a couple of us from the Mental Health Center. Our director, Tim DeWeese, myself, I'm a team leader for the Open Access team. My name is Renee. We've got some amazing guests with us that you just heard. Una and her father, Bob, are here. And I would just like to ask them really quickly, tell us a little bit about the song that we just heard over the break.
Well, Una wrote that song, and it's the title track to our new, brand new album, which actually is being released
tomorrow is our record release party down at the record bar. And it's a song about the times. I think I was sitting here listening to all of you talk about mental health and Una sharing her journey. And it kind of occurred to me that these songs that you played tonight, those are the songs kind of in that inside journey where you're going inside yourself and trying to figure out what you need to work on, what you need to change, where you need to go. And I think that when you moved back to Kansas City, you had made such progress that then it was time for the outward songs, about the songs reaching out into the world. And that's kind of what you've written. That's what For Tomorrow is about, is and now let's change the world.
But you have to start with yourself.
You can't help anybody else
if you haven't helped yourself.
And I think when you had helped yourself, then that's kind of that's where you and I intersected then again. It's like, and she's ready, and her generation is ready to change the world. Yeah, do it.
All right, so this is the Bob and Una show. They are now going to represent the Mental Health Center. Tim and I are just going to sit back and listen, and this is amazing.
Again, I just, for the life of me, I say these things all the time to staff, that we have to take care of ourselves before we can help anyone else, and you guys just are knocking them out of the park here. So, yeah, I think Renee and I are just going to check out and leave it to Bob and Una.
You guys are much more organized than us.
We only play organized on TV.
We play it very well.
So here, I think it's just really just a brilliant segue into talking about being tomorrow-oriented and being future-oriented. And Tim, I know that I've heard you say a couple of times that the mental health services have not been a priority in the world in which we live in right now. And so I think something you have been so bold and brilliant to say is that it's a systematic dismantling of the community mental health system in Kansas itself. So what does our future hold?
Well, you know, I think that's a good question. I don't know what the future holds. I think that over the last 8 years, we've had some really difficult times, and I think that's what makes this upcoming election a very pivotal point. And I think that for all kinds, not just mental health issues, but for so many issues within our nation and within our state, from a mental health perspective, it's important because, you know, depending upon what happens, it's going to tell us if we're going to continue to be able to do the work that we've been able to do or if we're going to be able to expand it. Unfortunately, we are just below our 2006 funding levels, so we have not seen increase in funding for, 12 years? I'm a social worker, not a mathematician, but I'm pretty sure that it's a long damn time. So I think that that was the piece that really kind of got me excited about this next song that I've heard both Bob and Una do. And it's really about, it made me begin to think about something called the Athenian Oath, which is an oath that was taken by the citizens of Athens, Greece, 2,000 years ago. And it's about civic responsibility. And it's interesting because not just public servants took the oath, every single citizen of their community took the oath. And I oftentimes think about how powerful and how great things could be within our nation and our world if we would simply just commit to that simple oath. And it's about being good stewards. It's about leaving your country, your beliefs, and your communities better than when you found them. And it's about your civic duty. And you know, here in the United States, we democracy is meant for the people, by the people, and I think that voting is one of the best ways that we can demonstrate our civil our civic duty, and so that's what I like about the song "Get on the Bus." And so I was hopeful that both Bob and Una could share a little bit about how this song came to being, because I think it's perfect timing for us all to get on the bus.
Well, I think there have been a lot of motivational songs written about getting out there and voting. And as Una and I were performing the song in Norway and trying to explain the American political system to Norway, this social democracy. and they're very informed about American politics. But I would kind of have this snappy little intro about, well, we don't care how you vote, just vote. And my wife, Michelle, Una's mother, who Tim said, I realize Una got Michelle's sense of social duty and Bob's sense of music. It's a good combination. Michelle said after the first couple of times she heard that, heard me say that, she said, "No, we do care how you vote." and I think we were trying to make a disarming song about just do your civic duty and get out there and vote. But then I kind of forgot about the rest of the point of the song. It's saying vote for the right reasons. And you're talking about the Athenian Oath. Vote for positive reasons. Don't vote out of fear. Don't vote out of hate for some group. Don't not vote, for God's sake, out of some kind of pointless protest. Pick out the best and do it. And so, yes, vote for the right reasons. Vote for positive things. Michelle Obama was on TV this morning saying fear is not the motivator that we need in these times. So don't vote out of fear. Get on the bus. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Folks who didn't vote last time, get on the bus. All you folks who didn't vote last time, get on the bus. We're heading on down to the polling place, gonna give Miss Liberty a kiss on the face. All you folks who didn't vote last time, get on the bus.
Yep.
If last time you voted in fear, get in the car. I know you've had some mighty lean years, get in the damn car. Don't let the man poison your mind, I ain't your enemy and you ain't mine. If last time you voted in fear, get in the car. If last time you voted in hate, come on down. Open your heart, it's not too late. Come on down. Somebody said, do unto others, do unto the least of these, my brothers. If last time you voted in hate, come on down.
Come on down.
Folks who didn't vote last time, get on the bus. If you voted in fear last time, get on the bus. If you voted in hate last time, get on the bus. All you folks who didn't vote last time, get on the bus. Get on the bus. Get on the bus. Get on the bus.
What a powerful way to express a powerful message. This election is going to be critical. And, of course, all of us would really encourage everyone to become familiar with what issues are most important to you and determine who is best suited to represent those issues and exercise your right to vote.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting that I was appeared before the Board of County Commissioners today who proclaimed today as being Mental Illness Awareness Week, and right before I had the opportunity, our elections director was there and said that in Johnson County, we have the highest number of registered voters in history.
Really?
And so it's people are registering, and so now I think it's just time to get on the bus. So perfect way to get that message across. Thank you.
Absolutely. So we are coming to an end here in our time together, but of course, there's a couple more things we'd like to say and share. Of course, we started it off, right, recognizing Mental Illness Awareness Week, talking about stigma, talking about some of the barriers to personal healing and to getting out there and reaching out and seeking out treatment. So we've got to end our dialogue and our time today talking about just the power, the true power behind hope and recovery. So Tim, talk to us.
So I think the message there is that I want people to know, and I believe that hope and that hope is the catalyst to recovery, and that recovery is more possible today than ever before. Yeah. It's just a matter of seeking help, having the courage to step forward, and then sharing your journey with others so that they can seek that courage and move forward as well. I think the other thing that's very hopeful for me is that the research and the science today and what we're learning is that major mental illness is preventable. If we can teach young people the skills of how to be resilient and how to cope, then we can really help give young people the tools that they need. And it's really about being able to experience rough times. And I think Una's even talked about some of the rough times that she's experienced, and really being able to find your own way.
Yeah.
And develop your own strength.
Right.
And resilience. And because if we protect people so much, then they never have an opportunity to overcome things on their own.
Right.
And honestly, I think that's one of the messages that I give to parents across Johnson County is that we really need to give our kids an opportunity to succeed, but also to fail and to experience that hardship so that they can kind of rise out of the ashes, so to speak. And I think that when we hear Una sing and she shares her story, that's what we are able to see. So I really appreciate you guys being here again tonight with us.
Yeah, I just want to echo that. I mean, thank you to Bob and Una just for sharing the message so powerfully through your words, through your experience, through your story, but then just also through your music. How absolutely beautiful.
Thank you for having us. We're lucky to have a platform to share these things,
community
right.
that knows how to use the musicians
exactly.
at their disposal.
So thank you creating this space for for this message to come through.
Yes. And again, thanks to KKFI for helping support us and LaDonna's efforts to making this happen. You know, I know the last song for us tonight is "Afraid of the Rain," and one of the reasons that I really like this song, from my standpoint, when I hear to sing it, it's hopeful to me because it talks about looking for the silver lining and all of those kinds of things. So I'm excited about both of you being here and playing that song for us.
Well, I just want to remind everyone that, right, it is LaDonna, it is our musicians, it's Tim and myself and everyone that's supported us, but it's also this radio station.
Absolutely.
And so I would be remiss to not give the radio station a shout out and just remind everybody that you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio, and on this wonderful station that has hosted us one last time, Una, take it away. This is your song. This is your last space in our time to share anything you have about your journey, your story, and then end our space with "Afraid of the Rain."
Yeah, this song is kind of one of the more recent ones that I've written about my journey with mental illness, and it kind of ties into the time the past. I lived in New Orleans for 2.5 years until this January, and there, every time it rains, it floods, basically. So I had, afraid of the rain in my head. I knew it meant something, but I didn't know what. And then I kind of realized that could really just be a metaphor for depression and for the storm that can kind of hang over you when you have a mental illness. And like Tim was saying, he had pointed out some lines that he really liked. And one of them is that there's no place without pain, that, like you were saying before, it's not about, there's not necessarily a cure. Nothing's ever going to be perfect, but you learn how to deal with it and you learn the path that is right for you if you go to get help. And another line is about keep going and keep surviving, and kind of like I was talking about before, you just have to keep going down the path because it's just all a journey, and some parts are really hard and then parts get better. So this song is called "Afraid of the Rain."
Trying to wait out this storm. Feels like it's been pouring since the day I was born. Can't control the weather, though Lord knows I may try. I just hope it stops pouring before the day I die. And I know there's no place without pain, but I'd at least like to go where I'm not so afraid, afraid of the rain. Streets are flooded again, and I know there's no place without pain, but I'd at least like to go where I'm not so afraid, afraid of the rain,
afraid of.
Surviving in hope that I might find the silver lining.
Stigma is a toxic virus, and it rears its ugly head in shame and fear and silence. But we all have the antidote. We all have the cure. We have compassion, empathy, and understanding. You are not alone.